All right, it's 1061 The Corner, and for our live and local segment this evening, we are pleased to welcome in the Honeydew Drops. How's it going? We've got Laura and Kagi here with us.
Hi.
Howdy, howdy. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Sorry, our studio situation is a little on the cramped side, but we thought we'd let folks know what the new CD, If the Sun Will Shine, sounds like, and then you guys are playing with Morwen Alasco and J-Pun tomorrow night at their CD release show.
Mm-hmm. We're really excited about it.
At Live Arts.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be a really nice space for some pretty intimate, acoustic, new music. So we're really excited about it.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't even heard the new album from them yet. So we're excited to have them in and do a Corner Lounge thing tomorrow afternoon. So thanks so much for giving us a little bit of your time. Let's just get right into a track here. We're going to play Bluest Blue Eyes first. Anything you want to say in particular about this song? I did want to note and let folks know that y'all recorded this live and mixed it yourselves. In your house, basically, in Scottsville?
It was a barn. We were living in a barn. And it took about 2.5 months of playing those songs over and over. And then we did have it sent off and mastered at Monkey Claws in Nelson County. And what I like to tell people about this song is that even though we're sort of a year into our marriage, we do a really good job of writing breakup songs. So this is a breakup song.
All right, here we go. Bluest Blue Eyes from the Honeydew Drops on 106.1 The Corner. It's 106.1 The Corner, and for our live and local segment tonight, we're visiting with the Honeydew Drops. That's Bluest Blue Eyes from the new CD, If the Sun Will Shine. Now, if folks want to pick this up, they can get it from a couple of local outlets, right? And can they get it direct from your website? Has it worked that way yet?
We're happy to do that if you guys want to email us, but the easiest way would probably, if you're in Charlottesville, would be to go by Sidetracks Music and talk to Cal, because they're definitely out there. You can also get them off the internet from a website called CD Baby, which has all your favorite kind of like unsigned, independent kind of artists, people, and lots of good music out there. You can also download it off of iTunes. So we're on the iTunes store there. And there's another website called DigStation, which is a digital download store that you can download it off of as well.
Cool. Multiple options there. And your own website is thehoneydewdrops.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And MySpace, too, at myspace.com/thehoneydewdrops. So check out all those different options. And we're going to hear another track from the CD here in just a moment. We wanted to let folks know y'all are playing with Morwen Alasco and J-Pun tomorrow night for their CD release show at Live Arts. And then you're kind of embarking on your own tour of the East Coast and a couple of Canadian dates, too, you mentioned. Is that right?
Yeah, we're actually one of the only American bands that's going to be doing this conference up in Ottawa, and it's the Ontario Council of Folk Festivals, and it'll be just at this hotel, and tons of musicians kind of roaming around and playing music, and we'll have a showcase up there, so that kind of kicks off our Northeast tour, which is in mid-October, so that's pretty much next week.
Yeah, I can't believe it's already.
We can't either.
You know, into mid-October almost. But and you're playing Mountain Stage, is that right? You get a little spot there. And
well, we got into this new song contest, which people have probably heard about because a few years ago, Sarah White was one of the finalists in that same contest. And I guess the sort of grand prize thing, if you win the whole thing, you get to be recorded for a live broadcast of Mountain Stage. You actually get to go on the show. There's 12 finalists, so they only pick one. We don't know what'll happen, but we're just pretty honored to be a part of that contest. We do go to Charleston this weekend. It's not next weekend, it's this weekend. they have a show, and each of the 12 finalists will play like 2 songs, and they'll pick a winner at the end.
Cool. Well, and it's nice, too, that that's sort of in our neck of the woods. You don't have to travel too far for it.
Yeah, but, we're excited about that part.
and you can kind of tie it into the whole tour and everything. Yeah, that's awesome. Right. Well, I heard something about a Pie Fest contest, too. That was this past weekend. How did that go? What was that all about?
It was amazing. It was it was the first one, and I think it sort of came from a little joke among friends of, you know, who makes the best pie. And so they decided to put together this pie festival in Crozet at the Mud House. And, you know, it was a fundraiser for Pachem, which is a homeless shelter that's kind of working in the wintertime here in Charlottesville. So all the proceeds went towards Pachem, and they had just an enormous, overwhelming amount of pies that had to be judged, and, you know, people sort of volunteered to judge. I wish I had been a volunteer, because you got to taste them and oogle over them. And then they also raffled off pies from, like, the Clifton Inn and sort of these really, really nice places in Charlottesville that make really delicious food.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we played at that, which was, it was really cool. There was a lot of good energy, and it was packed. Lots of people.
Mm. Yeah, we're definitely pie people, so it was right up our alley. Yeah.
Very hungry audience.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. We're visiting with the Honey Dew Drops here for Live and Local tonight on 106.1 The Corner, and I'm kind of doing this in reverse order, but I probably should have asked this first, like how you all came together and the harmonies, obviously, as people could tell there from Bluest Blue Eyes. When did you first realize that you all could sing together and that your harmonies kind of meshed so well together?
Good question. Well, Keggy and I have been playing music for the last 6 years, and I think maybe about 2 or 3 years into it, we had always been playing together, and I was sort of singing, and one day we started playing this Neil Young song, Unknown Legend, which is just off one of our favorite records, and all of a sudden, Keggy just kind of like started singing this harmony that just really wove in between my notes, and he just picks it up. And hadn't really been singing much before that, and that's kind of just where it gelled. I always think of that as just like the moment where I said, all right, we need to start doing something more with this.
So. Yeah, well, she makes it sound so easy. It's really, she's a really good teacher and has helped me out with like figuring out the harmonies and, you know, has just really helped me to learn a lot of that stuff, because I don't feel like I have a natural ear for it, but... yeah, it's
nice of you to say, but you're doing it. You're doing it.
Well, let's hear another track off the album, If the Sun Will Shine. It's the Honey Dew Drops here, with us for Live and Local tonight. And we're going to go with Don't Leave Me Here as the next selection. Anything you want to say about this particular song?
Yeah, this was one of the first songs that we wrote. And funny enough, we actually, entered the Rapunzel songwriting contest years ago. And we had this one song. This is all we had. So we took it out there, and we're all nervous and played the song and everything. Ended up winning the contest, and we've just loved this song for a while. So, yeah, it's one of our favorites.
Nice. Well, you guys have had good luck with the contest, and it's well-deserved. So continue the hard work, and we thank you so much for coming in. And
absolutely.
We look forward to the show tomorrow night. It's Morwen Alasco and J-Pun's CD release show, and get there early, definitely. Check out the Honey Dew Drops. At Live Arts tomorrow night.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Laura Wortman from the Honey Dew Drops. Thanks for supporting local music on 106.1 The Corner. Different is good.